Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hours before a legal deadline for the release of all documents relating to U.S. President John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963, President Trump ordered that hundreds of files will remain secret, at least temporarily. Mr. Trump said he had no choice but to accept redactions recommended by some government departments in the interest of what he said was national security. Controversy and conspiracy theories about who was responsible for killing President Kennedy sprang up within days after that assassination. President Trump has declared a nationwide public health emergency to address an opioid crisis he says the U.S. government is already combating on all fronts. He spoke at the White House to a number of people, including recovering addicts and family members of victims.
All of these actions are important parts of my administration's larger effort to confront the drug addiction crisis in America and confront it head on, straight on, strong. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
About 175 people each day died of opioid overdoses last year in the United States. The U.S. has blacklisted 7 North Korean officials and 3 government entities, saying they engaged in human rights abuses that are among the worst in the world. The latest U.S. condemnation of a regime of President and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un becomes as President Trump nears to start a 5-day nation trip in early November, including visits to South Korea, China, and Japan. He is planning to talk about North Korea's continued defiance of UN dictates regarding ballistic missiles. This is VOA News. An international investigative panel has determined that the Syrian government was responsible for a deadly sarin gas attack on April the 4th. That attack on a rebel-held town killed and sickened scores of civilians, led to a U.S. airstrike 3 days later on a Syrian military base that Washington said the regime used to launch the poison gas attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says despite the bleak picture in Syria, he sees positive signs toward a political resolution to the crisis. He says the militant Islamic State is on the brink of defeat, and the U.S. is continuing to de-escalate violence there. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where Tillerson spoke after meeting with the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura.
He says the United States wants to see Syria emerge from this war as a whole and unified country, a country in which President Bashar al-Assad has no role to play.
I've said this many times as well, that we do not believe there is a future for the Assad regime, the Assad family. I think I've said it on a number of occasions. The reign of the Assad family is coming to an end, and the only issue is how should that be brought about? And we believe it can be brought about and will be brought about.
Tillerson says he supports the so-called Geneva process, which seeks a peaceful, negotiated end to the Syrian war. He notes the process sets out specific procedures for holding elections, but has no prerequisite that Assad goes before the process starts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Catalan President Carles Puigdemont has ruled out the possibility of holding a regional snap election and has asked Parliament to decide how to move forward as the secession crisis from Spain continues. Spain's Senate expected to approve direct rule for Catalonia during a session today. Regional scholar Carlos Uxo of Monash University tells VOA all of this could have been avoided.
In the last week, the Catalan government or the president of the Catalan government received an invitation to speak in the Senate, but even the setting when he could speak became an issue, which means that basically neither of both sides are really ready to engage in a real dialogue.
The political crisis has played out for several weeks with both sides threatening to take action the other sees as escalating the situation. In an early October referendum, voters in Catalonia said they wanted to secede from Spain, but Puigdemont has been reluctant to declare a secession. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.